Welcome to ACTA Tonight. The contestants are performing scenes from 90s cartoons, either ones they wrote or ones they transcripted themselves. So first up tonight is Gavarok and Apotheria. This was mixed by Spaz Cakes.
So, this is the love boat. You must be Doc.
Call me Ishmael.
Call me Ishtar.
Call me Irresponsible.
Hi, we're stowaways. Are you Gopher?
No, I Queequeg.
Sorry to hear that. Next time, don't eat so many prunes.
Look, they've got miniature golf on board.
Four!
Who dares disturb my brooding? Starbuck, have you sighted Moby Dick?
Negative, Captain. We must quit this mad quest.
You craven bilge rat! We'll search for Moby Dick until...
Captain?
What?
Captain, would you mind if I steer the boat so we can go water skiing?
Yes, go away! We'll search for Moby Dick until the sea dries up and the fish flop about in their underwear because all the water's gone. We'll search until... What in Neptune's pantry? You there! Stop steering! Give me the ship's wheel at once!
You're the captain. Here you go.
Oh, spinning too fast. Who are ye?
We're the Warner Brothers, Captain Ahab.
If you shaved your beard, you'd look just like Ernest Borgnine.
Mark ye well that I am Captain Ahab, cursed by vengeance to roam the seas until I find Moby Dick. You stowaways earn your keep on the Pequod and find me a white whale!
Okay. Hey, look, a white whale!
Where?
Monkeys always look! Monkeys always look!
Selena!
Hello.
Okay, I listened back to the last episode. Don't call me sir tonight. I'm not that old.
I'll try.
What'd you think?
This was amusing. I love the Animaniacs.
I like that they had the intro song in the...
Yes, that made me so happy. I'm like, oh. And I remember this episode, but not that well to really nitpick at it. Who plays Wacko?
I don't know.
Because that was really spot on. It was like...
I know Apotheria was the captain of the ship, I think, maybe.
Whoever was
Let me see if I can figure out who's Wacko. But go ahead with what you're going to say.
It was pretty entertaining. Sometimes I thought the sound effects were a little loud on some parts. There was one part where the captain, I believe, was screaming and something happened with the sound quality of the mic.
Mm-hmm.
And... Monkeys Always Look could have been a little bit more of a teasing tone to it.
Apotheria was Wacko.
Wacko, okay.
I think. I thought, yeah, whoever did Wacko was perfect. One of you was coming out of their voice a little bit. I think that was Gavarok, but I could not tell which one of you it was. I couldn't tell, but overall I thought this was epic win.
It was.
Was it more epic win than the others?
Wait, what?
Was it more epic win than the other ones tonight?
I think so.
But you haven't heard the other ones, so how can you say that?
Because I'm psychic.
I agree. It's more epic win than the others. Good job, guys. You are obviously the most epic win tonight. Although we haven't heard the others yet, but this is pretty good. Do you have anything else you want to say?
This was fun to listen to. I'm so happy for this challenge.
Are you happy?
Yes, I am.
I'm happy that you're happy. The contestants were not happy this week. They complained all week.
I'm sorry.
Appa and Gav did not complain, though. Probably because they knew they were doing an epic scene. I expect the ones that complained are going to be the ones that sucked this week, but we'll see.
Aww.
I'm done.
Done?
Russ and Valkyrie Celeste, you're up.
Okay, I have narrowed it down to one movie. We're seeing The Flowers of Time, rated PG-13 by the Motion Picture Association of America. This is Charlton Heston and Ethan Hawke's third movie together. The other two went directly to video.
When I agreed to see a movie today, I assumed it was understood that I meant not a lady's picture.
Hank, just because it takes place on a rose farm doesn't mean it's a lady's picture.
Doesn't help. Dang it! She's been giving me trouble all week. First the distributor component, then I had to tweak the carburetor's fuel air mixture.
Oh, for gosh sake, just take it to a mechanic.
Peggy, this truck has been through four presidents, three Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl victories, and zero mechanics.
Ugh.
There she goes. Get in.
Hank, come on. There's no reason to be ashamed of your crying over Charlton Heston dying in the movie.
I wasn't crying. Coming from the heated outdoors and into the air-conditioned theater, it's naturally going to cause some condensation.
Now, I am not a professional psychologist, but I am an amateur psychologist, and I think that the spontaneous eye-watering may have something to do with your father.
No, has nothing to do with anything.
What? Think about it. You have a strained relationship with your dad, and your greatest fear is that he'll die without ever telling you how much he loves you. You're Ethan Hawke, Hank!
That's just crazy talk. Our relationship is strained, but fine.
Wait, I don't know why I didn't see this. You're right! You're not Ethan Hawke. You're Charlton Heston! Yes! Done.
No, it is not done!
You and Bobby are very distant emotionally, and quite distant physically. You know that if you were ever trapped under a tractor like Charlton Heston, Bobby wouldn't be able to lift it and save you. And you wouldn't be able to tell him that you love him. That, Hank, that's why you were crying.
No, there is something wrong with my eyes. Something seriously wrong. Yep, that's it. Let's go.
Okay. So now you're the amateur doctor. Interesting. Admit you were crying, Hank. Or do we need to see a brain doctor? Because I will go right now and get a referral.
Don't need no brain doctor. Not again! Oh, all right. You're right, I'm crying. You're happy now?
Well, I'm happy for me, but sad for you. Honey, I promise I'll keep this between you, me, Bobby, and the family therapist we'll undoubtedly have to see.
I'm not crying because of Bobby. Charlton Heston isn't me or Bobby. Charlton Heston is my truck.
So now how was that for a picture of accurate Texas living?
Well, Texan people are usually either really rowdy or plain.
Mm-hmm. And which one are you?
I unfortunately am in the middle, which makes it awkward.
So then you just ruined your own argument.
Yes. But I have a reason. I'm not entirely Texan.
Well, you're... What are you?
I'm Hispanic. Woohoo!
If you're Hispanic, then you're Texan. Everybody in Texan is Hispanic, and Texas is Hispanic. Everybody.
No.
Everybody.
No. Okay.
I love King of the Hill, first of all. I like the mixing in this. I like the sound effects. Mm-hmm. I think you focus too much on the accent and not enough on the acting in this, Russ. Like, I know Hank is a very subdued character, but I don't think that you captured him, and I don't think your accent was good enough. I don't think you even should have attempted the accent because I don't think it was very good. I think you should have gone the Valk route because I said you guys didn't have to sound like the characters. I thought the freak out at the end could have been bigger, or like the emotional outburst. Valk, I thought you were pretty good. It was a little bit reedy for me sounding, but like I thought you did a good job overall. I actually liked you better in this than Russ. What did you think, Zelina?
I have to agree, the mixing was pretty good. I would have liked the footsteps toned down a bit because they popped up a little too much. Valkyrie did sound a little reedy at the beginning, but as it progressed, she got better.
Mm-hmm.
Russ? Let's see. I didn't really have trouble with the accent, but then again, I don't really know the show well enough.
Did it sound like a Texan accent to you? You live in Texas, so you should know that.
It sounded something accent. It had some hints of Texan accent then.
Did it sound Hispanic?
No, he has to have like E F in front of every S starting word.
Okay, that makes sense.
Let's see what else. He was a little flappy. Let's see. I really don't know what to say. Well, I don't really know King of the Hill.
You weren't
well.
As excited about this one as Animaniacs, okay. Apparently. I do. It wasn't great for me. I don't think this was a good choice for a scene. I don't think the scene was very good. It was kind of an awkward scene. You didn't really have anywhere to go with it. And I don't know.
Yeah, the scene wasn't exciting to begin with. And
do you have anything else you want to say, Zelena?
It just bugs me that one has an accent and the other one doesn't. And This is supposed to be like really situated in the... God.
Well, maybe Valk isn't from Texas. She's a... Maybe okay. Her and Russ met and they fell in love and problem Russ solved. Was from Texas and Valkyrie wasn't. So she
sorry.
Didn't have, not everybody in Texas has an accent, Zelena.
Where's Vargas?
You should know this.
Yes, I am.
You're not really from Texas,
right.
Are you?
I'm from Sarah Palin land.
You're from like Alaska or something.
I'm done.
Yeah, that makes more sense. Do you have anything else you want to say? Done. Bacchus Bryson and Bree, you're up.
And now, the stars of our show, the Warners.
I'm Yakko.
I'm Wacko.
And I'm Princess Angelina Contessa Louisa Francesca Banana Bellana. Let's shoot!
Cut!
Take two.
And now, the stars of our show, the Warners.
I'm Yakko.
I'm Wacko.
And I'm Princess Angelina Contessa Louisa Francesca Banana Falana. Oh, shoot!
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Banana Falana.
Banana Falana.
Oh, thanks for your support, Mr. Pea Pop into the mic.
Oh, poo. I never pop my peas.
Oh, Wacko, we got a big pea pop on the last poo. Could we have that again? Ha!
And now, the stars of our show, the Warners.
I'm Yakko.
I'm Wacko.
And I'm Princess...
Hello, Princess!
Oh, yeah? You try saying it sometime!
Princess Angelina Contessa Louisa Francesca Banana Fana Bobesca the Third.
Oh, thank you, Mr. United States Canada Mexico Panama. Big whoop. Let's do it!
And now, the stars of our show, the Warners.
I'm still Yakko.
I'm still Wacko.
And I'm Princess Angelina Contessa Louisa Francesca Banana Fana Fofa.
That's my cute little sister who said that. Good night, everybody.
Let's wrap it up, okay?
Oh, get off my back! What do you want me to do?
Try memorizing your lines.
I was busy!
Another date with Brad Pitt?
Oh, and you should talk?
Hey, I can't help it if girls find me irresistible.
Yeah, until they learn you don't bathe.
Underneath
why do you always
water,
do this
besides,
and that?
Guys, stop arguing to get this job done already.
Last take!
And now, the stars of our show, the Warners.
I'm Yakko.
I'm Wacko.
And I am Princess Angelina Contessa Louisa Francesca Banana Fana Bobesca the Third!
Hey, yeah!
Your brother and I couldn't be prouder.
Oh, dry up!
Come on, people, let's do this!
But you can call me Dot.
Another Animaniacs.
Yay!
I like this one even better than the first one.
Is this one an original script, or was this an actual scene?
I think that they wrote this, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah, because I don't remember this scene, if it's actually ever been on air.
I thought they did a good job of mimicking the show, though.
Yeah, they did. Like, the actual feel, what they parody and everything.
I just realized I paired you guys off once before. My bad. I already paired them once.
Oh.
But this week was hard because I had to pair non-mixers with mixers. Not everybody can mix or had time to mix. What do you think, Zelena?
Well, first of all, I really do love the brothers and the announcers in this. I love the original take on Dot. I mean, this is an original script. This is like Dot off camera, and I love it.
Yeah.
She's actually more of a brat. Oh, that makes me so happy.
She's like you, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Off camera.
Pretty much. There was a part where Boguslav's character for Wacko, it was when they were talking about, like, the Brad Pitt and the whole date thing. Like, he lost the character a bit.
And which is no good for you.
Well, no, I just noticed it. It's like, oh, it took me a while to figure out this was Wacko talking again. But, yeah, I enjoyed it. I mean, it was I think it was true to the spirit of Animaniacs. You?
This is my favorite of the night so far, Bogus. I thought both your characters were great. I like how towards the end of the scene they were just getting more and more annoyed. Bree, your voices were different. You had really good energy. I liked your freak out with Dot. I liked your lady announcer voice too, because like I said, it was different than the other voice. And normally with you, I haven't always found your voices to be very distinct from each other, but this time I thought you did a good job. And I think you should use that announcer voice more often because it sounded older and it didn't sound like anime or young girl.
It didn't sound like her usual voice.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sick of your normal voice. I have to hear it on Fail It. So I'd like to hear you not ever talk in your normal voice again.
That's so mean.
No, I'm kidding. But I thought you did a great job tonight. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else you want to say about this?
This was too adorable. I like this one, so no.
All right, Zelena liked it, so good job, guys.